Right, but let's talk some snooker. We don't get a chance to do that too often, and we do it when you've got an athlete, a sports person with the talent of Neil Robertson, who's been good enough to join us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. You took out a very dramatic Champion of Champions event in the last 24 hours or so, defeating Judd Trump 10-9. $250,000 into the kick. How big is it becoming the world of snooker? Is it, when you started, it was sort of, for us anyway, it was, oh, well, that's a good sport and this bloke's doing a good job, but it's becoming quite big now, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. I think the year I won the world title in 2010, we only had six events to play in, and now you've got a choice of over 20 you can play in and all around the world. We travel to China 5-6 times a year, where the game has just absolutely exploded over the past 7 or 8 years. And, so the game's seen very much in a different light now, attracting really good sponsors, and, the players are getting the rewards for that.
And just for our listeners, Gage, the Champion of Champions final that you won, is that like Wimbledon? Where's this rank in the tournaments through the year?
It's definitely one of the most prestigious events because it's 16 players who have all won events on the tour that season, so it's very difficult to get in. It's only 16 players, you had to have won a tournament of significance to qualify for it. So, in order to win it, you got to beat the very best players in the world, and so it's probably the second most prestigious invitational event we have. So, probably in the top sort of 4 or 5 tournaments that we actually play in. So, yeah, obviously one of the big tournaments we play in, and my path all the way through the event was as difficult as it gets, beating Sean Murphy in the quarters, who's had a brilliant season, Ronnie O'Sullivan, who's the greatest ever player in the semis, 6-5, and then world number one world champion Judd Trump in the final, 10-9. So, I got a lot of satisfaction to win the tournament that way.
Did I read somewhere that you said that's the greatest game you've ever played?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely the best match I've ever been involved in. I think a lot of people, a lot of commentators and journalists and stuff like that were even sort of saying it's arguably the greatest match ever played. It had unbelievable quality throughout the whole match. There was also like a lot of tension towards the last couple of frames as well, where they were both one on the last ball, which is the black. So there was a lot of tension. The crowd was amazing, which obviously created a fantastic atmosphere for both players.
And not only that, Neil, but there was also really huge runs that both of you had. Judd and yourself went on big unanswered runs of points. What's it like when that's happening, both for yourself and for your opponent, as you're watching that happening?
Yeah, we're both just feeding off each other. I think, you know, we both had our best, and a lot of times in finals when that usually happens, one player will pull away from the other one because it can be very difficult to respond in snooker that way. We're both sort of like pulling each other along and just raising the standard of the final even higher and higher as it went on. And it never really dropped down from that. We were able to sustain it throughout the whole way. And the last couple of frames were he won one on the black ball, then I won one on the black. And then the last frame, I finished it off with a total clearance, 137, which is just an absolute dream way to win. And just absolutely incredible.
So when all that's happening, those frames are going down to the last ball, and then obviously, as you said, on that last one was a bit more comfortable. Perhaps, I don't know, what's the mindset for you? How do you get yourself into a position when no matter what's going on and the tension and the pressure of the game, how do you keep your mind focused in those big moments?
Yeah, it's certainly a lot different. When you win a frame in snooker with like a really big break, it's very comfortable. I guess it's probably like, you know, in tennis or something like that, if you can win your service game with just, you know, 3 or 4 aces or something, it's very comfortable and nice and flowing. But sometimes there's frames where you have to really grind it out. And up to 8-all, it was very free-flowing. And then those two frames were so close, and that's when pressure can really kick in, and that's when you can start seeing some mistakes under pressure from the players. Like in any sport, when it gets close, you know. So we maintained a very high standard throughout that. And at 9-8 down, we were actually on the black, a respotted black, when I potted the last black to force the points to be level. And then so the referee tosses a coin, and then we start with like a black ball fight. He had a couple of goes at the black, and so I'm in my chair just like praying that he won't pot it, because obviously it's a tournament ball for him. And thankfully, he missed like a really, he went for a very, very brave black, and he missed it, and he left a pretty comfortable shot for me to pot to force the decider at 9 each. And under those moments, you just have to breathe deeply, just concentrate, try and lower the heart rate, if possible, strike the ball in between your heartbeat, so your body can maintain at its most still point. And then, once that went in for 9 all, I was really relaxed. And because the standard of the match was so high, I was very confident going into the last frame.
So hang on a second, Neil. Are you telling me that in all of that, you're able to focus to the point where you're dealing in between heartbeats?
Well, yeah, I know that clay pigeon shooters and all that sort of stuff, like a still ball sport where you're not running around and, yep, you know, you're not in control or any of that kind of stuff. With snooker, it's a lot different. You can calm yourself down. You can try and slow everything down to keep, because with snooker, it's like millimeter precision. So if you're out by a couple of millimeters, you miss the shot. And so it's so important to just try and be as still as possible. And I've worked so hard on that over the years. And it doesn't always come off, but it's nice to try and focus your mind into doing that.
That's amazing. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I'm interested, Neil. We were talking to a golfer earlier in the week about reading putts, and he was talking about how one of the most important things in reading putts is having a good imagination of actually being able to visualise the ball rolling along and on a particular line to fall into the hole. With snooker, how much of it is imagination and how much of it is just being really good at geometry?
Yeah, you certainly have to understand the angles, which is obviously comes with experience of playing the game. I think the first time anyone kind of tries to play pool or snooker doesn't really have any kind of idea where the balls are going. But over years of practice, you do learn that. You learn ways of how to manipulate the balls into moving the way that you want them to. And I guess from the outside watching in, you know, we can make it look easy. But, it comes from, years of hard work. And it's nice when it comes off and when it all comes together in such a big final.
So to be in form, is it a combination of things, or is the most important thing the stroke, or is it actually seeing where the balls are on the table and being able to visualise and look 3 or 4 sort of shots ahead? What determines your form?
Well, you need to have a really clear thought process in what you want to do. You have to be absolutely sure what you're going to do on the shot. So you need to decide what you have done before you get down and play the shot. Obviously, imagination, creativity comes into that with being able to see the layout of the table. Ronnie O'Sullivan, who I mentioned earlier, who I beat in the semi-final 6-5, is the quickest player in the world at actually working out the patterns of the table. He's very much like he's an absolute genius to watch because he can just do it so quickly. And so I'm always trying to learn off him to try and pick up the patterns quicker, because it puts your opponent under a lot of pressure when you can do things a lot more quickly than some of the others. And so then after that, it's about execution, like your technique, working on your technique every day to make sure that in the big moments it holds up under pressure. And then, I guess the most important thing is you've got to enjoy it as well, because I think you see a lot of players, even in all sports, they just look so stressed all the time. So it's important to be relaxed and to enjoy and to play the game in a way that you want fans to view the game and to come back again and see it time and time after again.
Do you get a chance to celebrate it, to enjoy it? Is that like the end of the calendar year for the snooker tour, or what's next for you?
No, mate. I'm in Ireland at the moment. I'm actually playing in a tournament this week, so we've got another one straight away.
Oh, man.
We're in a really, really busy schedule. I've got the UK Championships coming up, which is one of our biggest events as well. And then obviously we get a few weeks off over the Christmas period, which is nice, and then we get going and start again mid-January.
Are you a treat-yourself sort of fella when you have a big moment like a victory in this tournament? You get yourself a little something?
I used to all the time. I used to do stuff like that. But I've got like a 9-year-old son now and a 7-month-old daughter, so I get a lot of pleasure in sort of like getting them really nice things. I think I've been fortunate enough over my career to be able to have treated myself quite a bit over the years. So I get a lot of pleasure in seeing their enjoyment now as well. The missus will probably have other words to say about that. We've got a wedding coming up in a few months' time. So So, it's important I can try and win as much prize money as possible until then.
Well, you're hitting them pretty well at the moment, seeing them pretty well. You've got the lay of the table under full control. We appreciate your time. Congratulations on your win in the Champion of Champions tournament, and good luck with the wedding, more importantly, but the tournament's coming up as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.